Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a couple of quick announcements. Tonight, November 4th, is the next Intro to Plant-Based Nutrition, 90 minutes of power-packed information on how to adopt this diet, get off to a quick start, why to do it, how to do it, and all that jazz, okay? And then this weekend is the Wellness Forum's annual fall conference, November 8th through 10th, with T. Colin Campbell, Dr. Alan Goldhammer, Susan Levin, Dr. Janice Stanger, the Jazzy Vegetarian, Laura Theodore, and many others. Great food, great talks, great social interaction with healthcare professionals and all kinds of people. You do not want to miss this. So anyway, we have a few spots left if you want to register. So if you need information, call our office at this point in time, 614-841-7700. Okay. On to today's message, the mischief never stops in Washington, D.C., and boy, if you're watching the news these days, you see evidence of this every single day, and I'm beginning to see the wisdom in just throwing all of the elected officials out and bringing in new people who will in turn throw out all the people who run the agencies of the federal government. I'd start with the USDA and the FDA, agencies that are so riddled at this point in time with conflicts of interest that they just don't have any value at all, in my opinion. The Washington Post covered one of the most recent episodes of misbehavior at the FDA, and the saddest part of all of this is that what happened is so common that nobody even pays attention to it anymore. I mean, we just take for granted that there's so much corruption and wrongdoing and money changing hands that this is just the way it has to be. Well, according to the Post, an FDA panel that is charged with developing federal policies for safety and efficacy testing for painkillers was funded by the drug companies who contribute hundreds of thousands of dollars to participate in the process. The information in the article was documented by hundreds of emails obtained through a public records request. The panel was set up by two academics to provide advice to the FDA on how to evaluate data from clinical trials, and the drug companies paid as much as $25,000 to attend single meetings. The result was that FDA officials who regulate painkillers were on the steering committee of the panel, which met in private and then co-authored papers with employees of the drug companies. What a cozy little arrangement that is. A Columbus attorney and Wellness Forum member, Craig Maton, made the public records request that resulted in this information becoming public. He said, quote, "These emails help explain the disastrous decisions the FDA's analgesic division has made over the last 10 years. Instead of protecting the public health, the FDA has been allowing the drug companies to pay for a seat at a small table where all the rules were written," end of quote. The panel was organized by two medical professors, Robert Dworkin of the University of Rochester and Dennis Turk of the University of Washington, who received as much as $50,000 each per meeting they organized. The meetings were not held in government offices, but rather in hotels and private facilities in the D.C. area. The meetings involved between 30 and 40 people, including academics, officials from the FDA and the National Institutes of Health, and representatives from the drug companies. Fees were only charged to the drug companies. The feds got to attend for free. While spokespersons for the FDA downplayed the role of the meetings in setting policy, Bob Rappaport, chief of the FDA's analgesic division and a participant in the meetings, bragged about the influence of the group. In a PowerPoint presentation, he described this committee, quote, "as a wealth of opportunity for communication that was advancing the science and approving new analgesic drug products." Now, I'm going to end there and do this as a two-part message. We'll pick it up tomorrow, and I'll relate to you some of the emails that were sent that clearly show that everybody knew what they were doing was wrong, but they just couldn't seem to help themselves, I guess. So anyway, again, the saddest part about all this is just the status quo. It's the way things are in Washington, but I'll do part two tomorrow. That's all for now. Have a great day, and I'll speak with you again tomorrow morning.